my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys so very much. Last week, we announced and posted a Give, Send, Go fundraising effort that we're forced to do. It's a legal defense fund for myself, my wife, Victoria, my show, Your Defending Fathers, and Michigan Broadcasters LLC, who owns 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. If you text me legal, I'll send you the link to the fundraising legal defense fund, and you can read all about it there. The title says, Defend Trucker Randy's First Amendment Rights. Christian conservative talk show, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, are all being sued by Thomas Moran and his company, Moran Ironworks, hereafter referred to as Moran, located in Onaway, Michigan. The lawsuit filed by Moran claims that the talk show host, Trucker Randy Bishop, said things about Moran that he knew were not true when he said them on his radio show. Trucker Randy totally denies these claims made by Moran and was forced to hire an attorney, Adam Florey, with Smith Beauville Law Firm to defend himself, his radio show, as well as his wife, Victoria Bishop, and her company, Michigan Broadcasters LLC, who owns 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. If funds are not raised sufficient to defend against these false claims made by Moran and his company, Trucker Randy's First Amendment rights may be permanently silenced and the radio station may be forced off the air. Please donate whatever you can afford to help defend against these false claims. Help us defend ourselves from the, quote, lawfare, unquote, tactics being used by Moran to, quote, take Trucker Randy off the air and to bankrupt the radio station. Thanks to Jeff, one of our sponsors, Dr. Jeff at the Sioux Animal Hospital, he recorded a phone conversation he had with Tom Moran, and Tom Moran literally said that. His goal is to take me off the air and to shut down the radio station. Going back to the Legal Defense Fund website, we believe everyone's First Amendment rights are protected and guaranteed in our U.S. Constitution. Help us defend those rights and continue to provide Michigan news and Michigan politics, as well as the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, and the roots of rock and roll. Thank you very much for your donation, and may God continue to bless you and your family, and please pray for us. Signed, Trucker Randy Bishop, your Defending Fathers radio show, Victoria Bishop, owner of Michigan Broadcasters LLC and 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. Not only can you donate online, but checks can be made out to and mailed to Michigan Broadcasters LLC, P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan 49615. We asked our attorney what he thought it's going to cost us to defend ourselves. He said before trial, probably $20,000, $22,000 to $25,000 total, including the trial. So we greatly appreciate your help. Text me legal, and I'll send you the link, and you can see all the information there. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Before I get back to Lansing, I got a couple of text messages that I want to share with you guys. Paul, longtime listener, just texted me legal, so I sent you the text message as well as the link to the Legal Defense Fund. Paul, greatly appreciate it. If you would also, perhaps after donating, please share that text message with others. We got to get the word out. We have to raise this money. Greatly appreciate you. Captain Jeff, always absolutely appreciate his information. He says, Randy, the airplane jet at the opening of Top Gun Maverick was fictitious in nature, but possibly is rumored to be a spy aircraft that we may or may not have developed. Okay, I get it. That's why the gentleman that told me top secret can't talk about it. But what he goes on to say, and this is interesting, the aircraft Selfridge is receiving is a totally new version of the previous F-15. This now is the F-15EX. Also, they're going to receive a KC-46 tanker aircraft. This is a military tanker version of the Boeing 767. Regardless, this is a total win-win for Selfridge Air National Guard Base. Thank you, Jeff. Greatly appreciate the information. Let's see. Oh, Steve up in Gatesville. Governor Whitmer never even said, thank you, Mr. President. She should have put a bag over her head this time. Okay, Steve, tell us how you exactly feel. All right, get it. Good friend, longtime listener, Summer down in Heartland. I believe this was her husband's motorcycle who passed away a few years ago. She's trying to sell his motorcycle, and she said, Randy, if you could please pass this link on to anyone who may be interested, I'd greatly appreciate it. And so I clicked on the trader ad, and it's a black Harley 2009 touring bike. It's a Street Glide model FLHX. Bike only has 7,678 miles on it. She's asking $11,999. It is a private seller. The description reads as this. Great bike with only 7,678 miles. Folks, that bike isn't even broken in yet. Harley's, my motorcycle, it wasn't even considered broke in based on the oil changes for me to be able to switch from traditional conventional motor oil to a synthetic. I couldn't switch to a synthetic until it had 10,000 miles on it. My bike's got almost 30,000 miles on it, and it looks brand new. This Harley was owned by a mature fair-weather rider, never laid down, well-maintained, and was garage-kept. It has many Willie G custom upgrades. Has driver and passenger backrest, fairing air deflectors, two additional windshields, Vance and Hines pipes, plus an extra set of pipes, an extra seat, battery tender, and cover. Great, reliable bike. Rides just like brand new. You will not get more for your money. 6-speed manual transmission, fuel injected 96 V-twin cam, basically 1600cc engine. Air-adjusted rear suspension gives this touring bike a nice ride. Anti-locking brake system, cruise control, cast aluminum wheels, radio with CD player, not looking to trade, not going to take low-ball offers. This is a fair price, especially for the mileage and all the extras it comes with. Cash only. Harley dealership can finance this bike for you. If you guys are looking for a used Harley, this bike is the same year as my Star Stratoliner Deluxe. This is, without a doubt, a great deal. So if you'd like the link, just text me Harley. I'm going to create a folder on my phone for Harley, and I will send you the link to it. You can contact Summer. She's a good Patriot friend. And man, I got to tell you, this is a heck of a deal. This is a heck of a deal. So Penny up in St. Ignace, she wants the information. So Summer, I'll hook you up with Penny up in Sault Ste. Marie, or no, St. Ignace, excuse me. And you guys can talk. Highly recommend this bike. Folks, the engine's not even broke in yet. This 7,678 miles is nothing. I mean, you can put that on a bike in 1 year. And this bike is a 2009, just like mine. It was a great year for motorcycles, I can tell you that. So, yeah, definitely. I'll copy this message from Summer. You know what? I'm just going to copy the whole thing. She said, thank you. Yeah, you can give me a big hug and a kiss the next time I see you. This is going to Penny in St. Ignace. Let's go this way here. Click there. Yes. Okay, Penny, you should have gotten it. I just forwarded you the entire text message I got from Summer, and it has the link there. Great bike, great colors. Man, I can't believe all the extras that her husband put on this bike. Highly upgraded, extra windshields. I mean, this is a deal, folks. This is a great deal. And like she said, the Harley dealer can help you with financing. If you can't afford to pay cash, she can help you get financing on the bike. Title is free and clear. So, no problem, Summer. Glad to help. Not going to create competition for Penny just yet. Summer, you let me know. Penny, you let me know if you bought it. Then I'll stop talking about it, and I'll delete the folder. I already stored it in my phone. Harley is what I was looking for, and I'll send you the link. One of the things that we've been talking about extensively on this show is the upcoming budget. And the reason I'm so absolutely concerned about this upcoming budget is because of the spending it has. And now, with $4 billion in earmarks, I really have a lot of concerns for two reasons. The Republicans, thanks to the November 5th, 2024 election, where Donald Trump won the state of Michigan, the Republicans in Lansing, the state representatives, took back the majority from the Democrats. They had been operating with 56 Democrats to 54 Republicans for the majority of the 102nd legislature. Well, now they're in the 103rd legislature. 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats. They have a six-seat majority. With that comes the Speaker of the House, the Majority Floor Leader, and all the committees that Lansing operates under are now chaired by Republicans. On the Senate side, we have a Democrat state senator that gave them a two-seat majority, 20 Democrats to 18 Republicans. But the state senator representing the 35th Senate District, basically down in Tuscola County, Saginaw Bay area, kind of heading around Saginaw Bay, coming northward, Tawas, that kind of area, they don't have a state senator. We have been operating since the beginning of the year with only 37 state senators. 19 Democrats to 18 Republicans, a one-seat majority. And why has Governor Gretchen Whitmer not called for a special election? Because Saginaw County went for Donald Trump. It is basically a Republican district. And she knows full well that if she calls for a special election to fill that Senate vacancy, it's going to be 19 Republicans to 19 Democrats. What does that mean? What does that cause to happen? It's called gridlock. You don't have a majority Democrat or a majority Republican state Senate. Okay, so who gets to be majority floor leader? When he brings the communist Democrat from Grand Rapids right now, is the current Senate majority leader. She hasn't even talked to Matt Hall, the new Speaker of the House, since they took office in this new 103rd legislative session. Are you kidding me? She hasn't even talked to him. She hasn't had lunch with him. She hasn't had dinner with him. Why? Because he's refusing to send nine passed bills that was sitting on the desk of the Speaker's office when he went in there in January. The previous Speaker, Joe Tate, which I got a story pulled up about, he left those nine bills on his desk, failed to send them to the governor for signing. Well, Winnie Brinks took Matt Hall to court, forcing him to send those bills to the governor for signing into law. Well, Matt Hall pulled up a document called our state constitution. And he looked at it. And perhaps he read it. And perhaps he realized that he is under no constitutional requirement to send those nine bills to the governor for signing. That was the job of the previous Speaker, Joe Tate from Detroit. What did Matt Hall do? He took those nine bills and put them in the bottom of his desk. From my sources, I've been told they're sitting in the bottom right drawer of his desk under lock and key. Evidently, that drawer locks. They're not going to the governor. She's not going to sign them into law. And that ticked off the Senate Democrats, especially the majority floor leader who has sued him. So fast forward to what would happen if Whitmer goes ahead and has a special election, giving these 270,000 people in the state of Michigan who are paying taxes, who are paying sales tax, income tax, many other taxes, they're not represented by a state senator right now and probably won't be until the 2026 regular election. Why? Because if she held it and a Republican won that seat, we'd have gridlock in the Senate, 19-19. So what would happen then? If partisan bills came up, Republicans vote yes, Democrats vote no, who would split the tie? Well, again, per state constitution, it would be the Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. He would be the tie-breaking vote. But he's running for governor. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer has said she's staying out of the endorsement of the next governor Democrat nominee. Well, if I'm Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, I'm going to tell you on the other side what I would demand of Governor Gretchen Whitmer if she wants to get anything passed in the state Senate. On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Enbridge, delivering safe, reliable energy.